This audio is brought to you by Muslim Central. Please consider donating to help cover our running costs and future projects by visiting www.muslimcentral.com/donate.
Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh.
Bismillah walhamdulillah wa salatu wa salamu ala rasulillah wa ala alihi wa sahbihi ajma'in. My beloved brothers, Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam has taught us that we should be reminding each other of goodness. In fact, in the Quran, Allah Almighty encourages us to remind one another and assist one another when it comes to doing good or anything that is good. Anything righteous, anything that will bring us closer to Allah, we remind each other. Now, when I say this, we all know that we're human beings, and part of human nature is that we like certain things we see around us on earth. These could become distractions. But Allah tells us, enjoy them within the limits without allowing them to distract you from me. That's a fact. So anything I find on earth, today we may be in a beautiful place, a lovely villa, for example. All the brothers have gotten together. We're here to discuss, brainstorm. In the meantime, mashallah, we're enjoying, you know, decent food, a lovely place we might visit here. We have a game of paddle, for example, a bit of swimming. All these things are part and parcel of the gift of Allah for us. How can we use a gift of Allah to distract us from the same Allah who gave us that gift? Allah blessed you with wealth. Allah blessed you with ability. Allah blessed you with health. Allah's blessed you with so much. And Allah's given you very good food. Allah's given you a beautiful place to stay, be it your own home or just a holiday. Allah's given you a conveyance, a vehicle that is yours, so amazing. Allah's given you a business that is thriving. How can you turn away from the same Lord who's giving you those things? This is something we just need to think about. So what that will do when you become conscious of that is it will help you to fulfill your obligations unto Allah. Stay away from the prohibitions that Allah has decided are prohibitions while you're enjoying what Allah has given you. And this all is encapsulated in one beautiful dua in the Quran, where Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala speaks about the people who go for Hajj. The people who go for Hajj, when they go for Hajj, they're going to make dua. They're going to supplicate. Hajj is a time to call out to Allah. He using his beautiful names, whatever names you may know of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala and his qualities, you say them and you call out to Allah. What do people say when they go for Hajj? So Allah says in the Quran that people are divided into a few categories. Two of them are mentioned in the Quran. Allah says, فَمِنَ النَّاسِ مَنْ يَقُولُ رَبَّنَا آتِنَا فِي الدُّنْيَا وَمَا لَهُ فِي الْآخِرَةِ مِنْ خَلَاقٍ. There are people who say, oh, our Lord, give us in this dunya. So they're asking for everything about the dunya. People nowadays put on TikTok and Instagram, especially some of the girls had a trend in between where they would put up their dua. Oh Allah, I ask you for a G-Wagon, and oh Allah, I ask you for a handbag, and oh Allah, fair and good. But remember one thing. Allah speaks about that in the Quran to say there are some people who only ask about worldly things. It's not wrong to ask about worldly things, but Allah says, مَا لَهُ فِي الْآخِرَةِ مِنْ خَلَاقٍ. They don't have a portion of the hereafter, neither in their dua. And if that's their main aim that they're going to ask Allah for to start with, then even in this world, what do they actually think of all the time? And then Allah says, وَمِنْهُمْ, from among the people, مَنْ يَقُولُ رَبَّنَا آتِنَا فِي الدُّنْيَا حَسَنَةً وَفِي الْآخِرَةِ حَسَنَةً وَقِنَا عَذَابَ النَّارِ. From among them, there are those who are serious about their supplication unto Allah. And they say, Oh our Lord, grant us goodness in this world. And that means all my G-Wagons and all my handbags in the case of the females, and whatever else it might be in our case as men perhaps, whatever it may be, the yacht and the private plane and everything else, inshallah. Say ameen, guys, come on. Ameen. Allah, that was a loud ameen, man. When you ask for the dunya, رَبَّنَا آتِنَا فِي الدُّنْيَا حَسَنَةً, goodness. Why goodness? So if this thing is good for us, give it to us. If it's not good for us, don't give it to us. We want it in goodness. We don't want dunya, without saying, oh Allah, if you know it's good for me, give it to me. If it's not good for me, don't give it to me. That is proper iman. I desperately want something, but I say to Allah, oh Allah, if this is not good for me, as much as I desperately want it and I love it, don't give it to me. So I remember I was telling this to someone, she was a girl, about getting married to a certain guy that make dua that, you know what, if it's good for you, let it be. If it's not good for you, let it not be. She says, no. I want to say, if it's good for me, give it to me. And if it's not good for me, make it good for me. I said, well, it's not wrong to make that dua, but leave it to Allah. Allah knows best. Don't say, oh Allah. So in a nutshell, you're saying, oh Allah, give it to me, hook or crook. I don't care how and what. Make it good for me and I still want it. I wouldn't like to think it's haram to make that dua because you can ask Allah whatever you want. But I'd say, let's stick to what the Prophet ﷺ has taught us, that, oh Allah, if this is good for me, give it to me. If it's not, block it from me, keep it away. I'll understand it's not good for me. وَفِي الْآخِرَةِ حَسَنَةً وَقِنَا عَذَابَ النَّارِ And oh Allah, grant us goodness in the hereafter and save us from عَذَابَ النَّارِ, the punishment of the fire. You look carefully at this dua, it's divided into three. And this is a dua that Allah praises in the Quran. He says, goodness in this world, goodness in the hereafter, and savior from the punishment, or the punishment of the fire. If you divide it into three, two-thirds are connected to the hereafter. And one-third of this dua is connected to this world. Perhaps it would put things into perspective to say, you know what? Our major concentration as believers should always be the bulk of it is working for the hereafter. And parts of it will be also in this world. I'm living, I want good health, I want the ability to obey Allah, which is also part of your hereafter. I want wealth, I want a good family, I want to have a lovely home, a lovely conveyance. It's not wrong to make all these du'as. So what I want to say to end is two things. Number one is whenever we're on a holiday or away from home or at home or wherever we are, don't forget your duties unto Allah. Come what may, push yourself to fulfill them. I've always said, I may be on holiday, my salah is not on holiday. I may be on holiday, my dress code is not on holiday. I may be on holiday, my halal food is not on holiday. I may be on holiday, my obedience to Allah is not on holiday. I may be on holiday, but what was haram is not on holiday suddenly. Some people on holiday say, just chill, man. You know, we'll go for Umrah on our way back home. How's that? May Allah forgive us. But some people's attitude, and unfortunately it's man. Man, shaitan tampers with us. So what shaitan does is, that which Allah has given you, he wants to give it to you in a haram way. But there's a halal way of getting the same thing. You want to do something, there's a halal way, haram way, okay? Your halal way, you want to please Allah, well, you're going to have to be responsible and do it the proper way. There's a haram way of it. May Allah strengthen us and forgive us. And may Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala grant us his. Then, since we're talking about dua, I want to introduce you to two quick things. Number one is, make an effort, brothers and sisters. Here we're just brothers, but those who might listen to this later include the sisters, to learn the names of Allah. There's a hadith that says, whoever memorizes 99 names of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, he'll grant them Jannah. The term used is, man ahsaha aw hafidhaha dakhala al-jannah. Whoever has encompassed them or memorized them, they'll enter paradise. Because now you know Allah, you understand who He is, you know the balance of the names and qualities of Allah. So you see this book, The 99 Names by Kuwa. It's one of those books that have gathered the 99 names of Allah in a unique way. And it explains, a small explanation of what each name is. Nowadays you have little children, including some of my children, at madrasa, they learn the 99 names. They can rattle them out. They can sing them to you. Ya man huwa Allahu alladhi la ilaha illa huwa, and so on. Can we do that? Wallahi, it's not difficult. Learn a few names of the names of Allah and try to know all of them. Imagine if you were able today to say all the 99 names of Allah. Between you and Allah, you'd be happy about it. It's one of your tickets to paradise. Wallahi, it's a sahih narration that says, 99 names of Allah, whoever encompasses them, memorizes them, they will get paradise. Ultimately, because you've recognized your Maker, He's all-hearing, He's all-knowing, He's forgiving, He's merciful, and yet He is just. So there's names that would instill within you the awe, and names that would instill within you the hope. All of that, the balance of it is in the names of Allah. Secondly, there is also a book of dua. And there are so many books of dua. Why we say a book of dua? When people say, I don't need a book. I don't need a book of dua. I can just make dua.
I need to know how to make dua, number one. But more importantly, did you know that it is blessed to use the exact words that the messengers used that are recorded either in the Quran or the Sunnah of the Prophet ﷺ for a simple reason? When I explain it simply to the masses, I tell them, the door that you have there has a key. If I give you a whole bag of keys and tell you, my brother, try this one, and you start trying all of the other ones, right? You're going to get to that one and it's going to open the door. I told you. How did I know? Because when I used it yesterday, this is the key that worked. I want to make a dua. The messengers have used these duas. They were accepted. Allah says in the Quran, فَاسْتَجَبْنَا لَهُ. Nuh alayhi salam called out to us, we responded. This one called out, we gave him. Musa alayhi salam asked, we gave. Prophet sallallahu alayhi salam asked, we gave. And so on. So Allah saying, they used these words. He didn't force us to use the same words, but it's highly recommended because Allah says, أُولَٰئِكَ الَّذِينَ هَدَاهُمُ اللَّهُ فَبِهُدَاهُ مُقْتَدِهِ. Those messengers, Allah guided them. So follow them and their path of guidance to the T. اِقْتَدِهِ. Follow that to the best of your abilities. What did they do? إِنَّهُمْ كَانُوا يُسَارِعُونَ فِي الْخَيْرَاتِ وَيَدْعُونَنَا رَغَبًا وَرَهَبًا. They used to make haste in doing good deeds, khayrat. You know, khayrat means your charities, your ibadah, all that is considered khayrat. These messengers used to do khayrat. And what else used to happen? They used to call out to Allah with hope and fear, with a balance of hope and fear. So if you use the same words that Musa alayhi salam used or Nabi Muhammad sallallahu alayhi salam used morning, evening, afternoon, wallahi, it is far more blessed than coming up with your own terminology, although it's permissible to come up with your own words to say, oh Allah, I praise you, you are the all high, you are the greatest, you are the most majestic, fair and good. But if you can say that exactly as the Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alayhi salam has said, you are a notch or two or more higher. So that's why we say book of du'as. All the time we have sunnah du'as, because those are the words used by the Messenger sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. May Allah bless you all and grant you lots of barakah. I promise you, it's amazing to interact with people and to have more time with them, to get to know each other. When you have good company, even from amongst us, if there are two or three guys who can really give, and in our case we've got much more, mashallah, each one is giving the gems that they have. If you've got a few guys who can really give and everyone is, you know, taking, wallahi, it's a blessing. You feel like traveling with them, moving with them, because your salah's never missed. You're always doing good things. If your nafs is inclining you towards doing something that might be displeasing to Allah, it won't have the power to actually even think of how it's going to execute it, because you're already in good company. But when you're alone, things can happen. That's why there is another narration or a statement that says, "Inna shaytana ma'al wahidi wa huwa min al-ithnain abad." Shaytan is always with a singular person, but the minute you're two, he goes further away. Which would also mean when you're three, he's even further away. When you're four, he's even further away. When you're traveling and you're many people, what happens? Shaytan is actually quite far away. The minute you're alone, it's easy to just, let me just walk in there without thinking, where am I going, you know? May Allah bless all of us. I really, so far, I've enjoyed my time here, and I pray that you guys enjoy your time here, and may Allah grant us the ability to recite these names the next time we meet, and I'm dead serious about this. For our benefit, these names, they are the names of your Maker, and the qualities of your Maker. If you learn them, you've done yourself one of the biggest favors that you could ever do. There are other favors like learning the Quran and so on. Indeed, this is something that's simple, man. It requires dedication for 1 week only. And you know how? Can I give you a hack? Listen to it over and over and over and over and over again on your phone. That's it. I remember a brother who told me, I learned the 99 names of Allah because I put them as a ringtone. I said, no, brother. Because why? You're going to have to cut that tone at a certain point to answer the phone. Unless you're going to just leave it until all the names are up. By that time, the guys are not this. I said, to me, it's disrespectful to the adhan or the Quran or the names of Allah to use them as a ringtone, because they are far more sacred than a ringtone. But I understood what he's saying. He's trying to say, well, I learned them through that. So I guess that perhaps after a little while when he learnt the first few, he must have then changed the ringtone to start at the next set of names. Possible. I don't know how it, I didn't really get to the details, but you would have to do that. Whatever the strategy is, let's make an effort. Think about it. It's not hard. We can do 10 names at a time. In 10 days, we're done. May Allah make it easy. Should we set ourselves a challenge? Okay, we've created a little WhatsApp group. Let's not get out of that group until we know the names of Allah. May Allah bless you all. Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullah. Sallallahu wa sallam ala nabina Muhammad. Barakallahu fiqh.